Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex.direct has introduced extended text ads. Quora Ads has launched retargeting. And Bing has opened its dynamic search ads pilot to all US advertisers. Yandex has announced the introduction of extended text ads, or ETAs, to Yandex.direct. The move follows the introduction of extended ad titles in 2015, which allowed advertisers to add the first line of ad text to the title, something which increased click-through rates for advertisers by around 3%. However, this change resulted in the shortening of ad text messages. In order to help advertisers impacted by this, Yandex has now enabled the use of two ad titles and more characters of text. The company is still testing the effectiveness of the new ETA format, but it's already proven to increase click-through rates by 5% on desktop and 10% on mobile. Yandex has also announced that advertisers' Google AdWords campaigns can now be transferred into the new Yandex format as well, using CSV files. Quora Ads has launched a retargeting option. The Quora Ads platform now allows advertisers to create audience segments of previous website visitors, allowing these users to be retargeted with Quora adverts. In order to take advantage of this new option, advertisers need to add Quora's conversation pixel to their sites. Advertisers will then be able to create the audience lists for retargeting. The new audience targeting option can be found under Quora Ad Manager's Audiences section by clicking on the Creating Audiences option. Currently, only inclusion targeting is possible, although it's expected that the option to exclude audiences will be available in the future. Bing has opened its dynamic search ads pilot to all US advertisers. Following the testing phase of dynamic search ads, Bing is now making the service available to all advertisers in the country in order to assist them in various ways. According to a statement from Bing, dynamic search ads help to increase impressions, increase search term coverage, and drive incremental clicks and conversions whilst minimizing day-to-day management. Dynamic search ads are served by landing page content instead of keywords, with Bing crawling sites to identify related pages to the search query, with ads then being served up with copy entered by the advertiser. Dynamic search ads can be set up within Bing Ads or through the Google Import tool. Alibaba's Q2 earnings report has revealed a huge rise in global revenue over the past year. An incredible 136% increase in revenue was seen since Q2 2016 in Alibaba's non-Chinese markets alone, following high levels of investment in foreign marketplaces. Alibaba said that the increase was primarily due to the growth in revenue generated from Lazada and AliExpress. Lazada was acquired by Alibaba in April 2016 and now operates in Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Meanwhile, in a further push into international markets, it's just announced that Alibaba will lead a $1.1 billion investment in the Indonesian e-commerce site Tokopedia. The platform allows buyers and sellers to communicate directly, much like on Alibaba's own Taobao marketplace. Speaking of the upcoming partnership, Tokopedia said that Alibaba will act as a teacher and role model for the company. And finally, a survey from Visa on consumer attitudes towards payment services has found that Filipinos are embracing the technology. It was found that 57% of respondents to the survey in the country preferred using electronic payment systems over cash. This is up from just 46% around 5 years ago. It was also found that because Filipinos consider electronic payments as being safer than cash, 49% are now carrying more cards than they did 5 years ago, with 29% carrying less cash. The number of respondents shopping online in the country is also rising at an impressive rate, with 71% doing so, up by 11% on last year. A spokesperson from Visa commented on the results, saying that they indicate strong electronic payment opportunities in the future in the market. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.